In Pakistan, officials say they've rounded up hundreds of members of banned Islamic groups over the weekend. The nationwide crackdown coincided with President Pervez Musharraf's speech on Saturday, in which he pledged to stamp out terrorism in Pakistan and not allow Pakistani soil to be used to launch terrorist attacks in neighboring India. The speech is widely seen as an effort to diffuse tension between India and Pakistan, which have massed tens of thousands of troops along their common border. India has offered a cautious welcome to Musharraf's speech, but says it wants to see concrete action. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in New Delhi. Has the tension eased as a result of Musharraf's speech?
I think tension has eased a tiny bit, but I don't think there's been any breakthrough. India's Foreign Minister Jaswant Singh yesterday did say that India welcomed President Musharraf's statements about stamping out terrorism, and he also welcomed the fact that President Musharraf did not say, as he did just last week in Kathmandu, that a distinction had to be made between terrorists and freedom fighters. That was a reference to the separatists fighting Indian security forces in Indian-controlled Kashmir. That irked Indian officials last week, and they were pleased that General Musharraf omitted that reference in his speech Saturday evening. Now, having said that, Indian officials, as you mentioned, continue to insist that President Musharraf's words have to be followed with deeds, that what India calls cross-border terrorism must stop, that Pakistan must stop infiltrating militants across the line of control into Indian-controlled Kashmir. That's what Foreign Minister Singh said yesterday in the Indian government's first official response, and that is what India's defense minister, George Fernandez, stressed again today. He said that India's mobilization is complete and that there is no question of India pulling its troops back from the border until India is satisfied Pakistan has done what General Musharraf has promised.
Is India still considering military action?
I don't think it can be ruled out at this point. For all the talk of ratcheting back and President Bush's calls to Prime Minister Vajpayee and President Musharraf and Secretary of State Powell's as well, the Indians have made it clear that what happened on December 13th, the attack on their parliament, was a turning point, what the defense minister today called an attack on India's sovereignty, and that India is simply not going to allow such attacks to occur in the future. Defense Minister Fernandez said he hoped that the Pakistani president acted fast. He didn't give a deadline. But he said that if diplomacy does not work, then India is quite prepared to do what it feels necessary to defend itself, which is shorthand for going after the militant groups where they have bases, which for the most part is in the part of Kashmir that is under Pakistan's control. India feels it's a victim of state-sponsored terrorism, and that in the post-September 11th world, that the international community is more amenable to the idea of going after terrorists, and that's what India says it's going to do if it has to.
What if Musharraf does what he says he's going to do? What then?
Well, then we're likely to see the Indians pull back some of their troops from the border and down the line the resumption of dialogue between the two sides. Foreign Minister Singh said as much yesterday that if President Musharraf delivers, India will be willing to conduct a dialogue with Pakistan on all issues, including Kashmir. But in the meantime, each day that doesn't happen, each day both sides keep those troops deployed eyeball to eyeball, as the politicians here are saying, that increases the risk of some accident, which could then get out of hand very quickly.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in New Delhi.